8.2% to its lowest level in more than 3 years, and Boeing reaches a confidential settlement with American Airlines.
American had said that the losses from the 737 MAX jet would reduce profits by $540 million.
Fox's Jerry Willis. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We had a little cool front passing through in the overnight hours, so a little brisk today, but the clouds early will give way to some gradual clearing, and I think our high temperature will easily be in the upper 50s to around 60. Then clear, cold tonight. We'll be down close to the freeze mark by dawn tomorrow morning, but a nice day Wednesday. Lots of sunshine around, high temperatures in the low to mid-60s. I think Thursday we're dry, upper 60s for a high. Chance of some showers by Friday, maybe a thunderstorm, high around 73. Then all eyes on that Saturday storm system, the one that could bring a round of severe weather to Alabama and surrounding states. All modes of severe weather are certainly possible. We'll keep you up to date as we get closer to Saturday. Just be aware. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I am what I am.
Well said, Mr. President. Always insightful. 272-9228, 272-9228. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. This is our News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage, especially Kim Williams. Call them today, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. So, April Marie. You noticed that I had to get into it with Jack there a second ago. I'm sorry that you had to see his eye in this state of...
Be nicer to him. I mean, it's...
I have a sty.
I love his beautiful eyes, and I can only see one of them.
He's saying it's a sty.
It looks like he's just been punched in his right eye.
Yeah, somebody asked me when I dropped my dog off, who beat your ass over the weekend?
What does the other guy look like, Jack? Yeah. Tell us. Well, tell us what the other guy looks like.
Anyway, it's a lot better. I've been putting some salve in it and doing the hot compresses, and it's
good,
helping.
Good. Let's go to the phones because this gentleman on line one has been very patient. I don't know where he finds the patience, but, you know, John DeVoe, or should I say Job, welcome to the program.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, that's good. Hey, Jack.
Hey, John.
And then the other person there, who's that?
April Marie Fogle.
April Marie.
April Marie...
Fogle.
Fogle. Oh, hi. How are you?
German for bird.
Okay. Well, peace and blessings to you all and the entire listening audience, and Happy New Year.
And also...
You know, I did attend the memorial service for Judge Montiel, and I thought it was a really nice service and was doing real well, and it was also well attended.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now you said Troy King is running for Martha Roby's seat too?
Yes.
In District 2?
Yes, and really? He's running a terrible campaign.
Well, you know, now another person in that race, looks like I've seen something that says that Phyllis Harvey Hall is also running for that seat.
As a Democrat?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's got a primary opponent, does she?
Numbers and math aren't in the favor there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that I'm aware of. No, I've only seen her post. I think probably on Facebook or something like that. That said that she was running for that seat too. And I would like to see in the now, Jack. You said that Senator Shelby is supporting Senator Sessions.
That's the rumor down here.
Of course, He and 11 senators said they want him back.
That's right.
They wrote a letter. It's not a secret.
That's right. Yeah,
the very first day Sessions got in the race, Shelby said, "This is my guy," which means no one else can raise money. Because I'll tell you what people who give money in the state of Alabama, what they don't want to do is they don't want to tick off Richard Shelby.
Has there ever been a really good reunion tour? Like, we're going to get the band back together. Maybe the Eagles pulled it off. I don't know.
I think that that's significant from the standpoint that I just know that if Senator Shelby had not, in the last election, Senator Shelby said, "I'm not going to vote for Roy Moore, but I'm just going to write in the name of a Republican that I think is more deserving of being in that seat than Judge Moore." And he encouraged his supporters to do the same thing.
Yep.
And Moore lost, even after everything else that happened, he lost by the number of Republicans that wrote in the name of someone else. If those Republicans had voted for him, even after everything else that had happened, he would have still won.
I don't know. I'll have to take you at your word, I suppose, but you're right that Shelby coming out and doing that to Roy Moore kneecapped the Moore campaign.
But you know what? It needed to be kneecapped. Yeah. I would rather have lost, as we did, and had Doug Jones there filling in that seat than have Roy Moore there for the rest of his life. I think we have a good opportunity to get a U.S. senator who will be better for the state than Roy Moore would have been.
I think we do have the opportunity now. John, I appreciate the call.
Peace and blessings.
And also with you and your spirit. 272-9228, 272-9228. But we went over this yesterday, some, April Marie. Last time Washington tried to get in the middle of a Senate campaign.
That didn't work out so well for Lisa Strange, did it?
Did not. And so I wonder how much...
But this isn't Washington so much as it's Shelby himself. And
you said 10 others besides Shelby.
Yeah, basically the Senate said, we want him back. And what that did from a... It didn't do anything from a voter standpoint. Nobody's going to say, I'm going to get out of bed and vote for Sessions again because Shelby told me to. Mm. They're going to get out of bed and say, I want Sessions back. But what it did was to the people who write checks, it said in Alabama, Shelby says no, so don't write anybody else a check. Sorry, Bradley. And then it says to the people in D.C., if you are a PAC or a company that was considering giving to one of these other Republican candidates in Alabama, these senators say no, so you sure as heck better not do it. That the point of that letter was not to affect votes. It was to affect money.
Right, sure.
And that was that's what it did. And you know, I had this conversation about Bradley Byrne. I don't think Bradley Byrne is a bad guy, but it drives me bonkers when people run for office again and again and again. And they, you know, they aren't content where they are. Being in the U.S. House of Representatives is not a bad place to be. Bradley could have stayed there, but he didn't because he's constantly chasing more bigger. And I don't like that. For some reason, it just rubs me the wrong way about candidates. I don't support. There are a number of things in candidates that to me are like nails on a chalkboard. That is constantly running for the next office is one of them. Term limiting yourself is one of them. It drives me bonkers. When everybody's playing by the same rules, fine, play that rule. But like my congressman is Gary Palmer. He term limited himself. He's not going to run again after this next election cycle.
You don't like that?
I don't like that. We have elections for a reason, and if we want you gone,
but you know that if you're an incumbent, you have the most unbelievable unfair advantage over somebody who's running against you who's not filthy rich.
But they can be beat. I have seen incumbents, very very wealthy incumbents. One of my favorite examples is Cliff Stearns down in Florida. Lost his seat sitting on $3 million because he took for granted Ted Yoho, who went to every single meeting, every single Republican club, every single REC meeting, every single time there was an opportunity for him to get in front of a mic, he went, and he beat the man with more money. And it can be done. It's hard, but it can be done. I agree, but I do not. If there's going to be term limits, let it be term limits for everybody. Don't just term limit yourself.
If you say I'm not going to serve more than 10 years, and then you don't, I think that's honorable.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. But I'm not going to vote for you if you say I'm term limiting myself in Congress, because then you are not going to be as effective as the guy who didn't term limit himself.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree with you.
My thing is, there is a system in place. You don't defeat that system by playing by your own rules. The system in place rewards longevity with power. And I want my congressman to be powerful, because that's how you get things done in D.C.
True that. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones to talk to Greg T. Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning,
April Marie.
Good morning.
And how you, Jack?
I'm doing well. Fine. How you doing?
There you go. Okay, we talking local politics this morning.
Yes, sir.
So, going to Jack. If you got any updates on Mr. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about him tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to talk about him tomorrow? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
we're going to have a congressional candidate on tomorrow, Terry Hassdorf. Kind of not a very well-known name at all. She qualified the last day. She's our first. Well, Troy's been on, but when Troy was on, I didn't know this about Jeff Coleman. So this is the first congrats. And so I'm gonna just ask her what her thoughts are on it. I am going to ask everybody else.
Got you one more question, Joey.
Yes.
What do you think about the lady? I guess she's from Alabama, that's running, and the squad.
Jessica
Taylor, on first impression, I just met her in person yesterday. I like her. She has to prove a little more to me personally, her grasp of the issues and what is the policy agenda that she would like to see through. But generally, in terms of her general attributes, I think she could be quite effective.
the better, right. The good or the bad thing about this, living in the state of Alabama, I'm not sure which it is, very rarely are they going to break ranks and not vote the same.
Right.
I mean, look at the U.S. Senate race. Every single one of those candidates will vote exactly the same when they get up there.
Well, but for me, right. April Marie, is that if somebody can talk shop on a given policy, have a general vision of where, if they wanted to and could set agenda where they would go with it, shows that they could be nimble up there in D.C. and could maybe get some right. things done, right. especially if they're persuasive.
Well, With the lady running against AOC, I changed it a little bit, against AOC, have you heard anything about her?
Not since it first hit the press a month or two ago.
That seat's been, is she running in the Democrat primary?
That's correct.
Okay.
And she's running again in the same district as AOC's in.
The problem is AOC has raised so much money, and she has such high name ID that that it would be tough. If you're a voter in that district and you love liberals and you love socialism, you're not going to do anything to get rid of AOC because she is constantly bringing attention to those issues.
She's almost a de facto speaker.
Yeah, she really is. Right. Pelosi, are you listening? AOC has taken over, and I'm okay with that because now we get to hear the really wacky ideas that you guys usually just talk about in dark, smoke-filled rooms away from the voters.
Okay. Thank you all for your time. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, Greg. Really appreciate it. 272-9228, 272-9228. Have we heard anything about the mayor lately? Any action happening here in the new year? I know he gave a New Year's Eve address, and that was all fine and dandy. But I haven't heard anything in terms of actual agenda setting yet. We'll see. Though, one thing I've noticed, and I think all conservatives who are paying attention have noticed this locally, is the mayor seems to be all buddy-buddy with all these Democratic presidential candidates
well,
coming
what did
in.
You expect?
Oh, I know, yeah, I expected nothing less, but it's interesting to see how quickly it is. There he is. There's Mayor Stephen Reed standing right next to Michael Bloomberg, making Bloomberg.
Yeah, but he looked
short.
Like he had a pinched hemorrhoid in that picture.
Well, you would too, standing next to that guy.
Oh, I know, really.
Well, and I think the most Dan spot at this. I think the most ridiculous thing Bloomberg said that day, because for instance, the idea of low income and minority women having higher rates of death in pregnancy and childbirth is a problem, and there are ways to solve that. And I'm all for those ways of solving it. That is a real issue. The one thing that Bloomberg said that just took, I think we might still have it here. I can find the audio clip. He was asked about that shooting in Texas, at White Settlement, Texas, where the guy with the shotgun came in.
Right.
And
armed parishioners.
Took him out. Yeah. Well, the one guy who's a firearms instructor took him out very quickly, a headshot from what?
That guy was
30, 40 feet away.
Yeah, and he's a 72-year-old man, too.
Right.
I did not know that fact about him. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But Bloomberg was asked about that when he was here in Montgomery doing that little press conference of his. And it was amazing what he said about guns. His mentality on this stuff is just incredibly. Yeah, here it is. This is Michael Bloomberg. And this is what he said in Montgomery just a few days ago.
It may be true, I wasn't there, I don't know the facts, that somebody in the congregation had their own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people. But it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place.
What a dumbass.
What an idiot.
What a dumbass.
What an idiot.
Wow.
Hey, also, clip is the end of his presidential run in any southeastern state.
You got that right.
Like, I mean, you go down to Florida, where Barack Obama won, and you play that clip, and done. Dunzos.
Well, and I mean, he's literally talking about an event where the average citizen was carrying a gun and stopped a mass shooting.
It's insane. But you got to keep in mind that this is, it's not like he's new to this idea.
Right.
He has been funding anti-Second Amendment candidates
right.
forever and ever and ever. Because we, us people with guns, those of us who lawfully own firearms, we are a problem.
Well, and also the Second Amendment is not there. Just to remind folks, it's not there just so you can go out and shoot deer. Though, I mean, if you, I don't, I'm a big fan of hunting where you actually.
People don't find scary.
Well, but also, I don't mind the idea of hunting where you actually harvest the animal, consume it. Like, I'm not a big trophy guy, but also I believe in freedoms to do what you want, I suppose. But the Second Amendment isn't for trophy hunting or
hunting for your own sustenance or sport or whatever. Second Amendment is there to protect you and your own against tyrants when they take over the government. That's what it's there for. And the idea that the only people qualified to have weapons is government law enforcement is crazy. Antithetical to the spirit of the
Second
Amendment.
I was just going to say, thankfully, not just our founders realized that that is an insane, stupid statement, but the Supreme Court has already decided and weighed in multiple times on the fact that it is an individual right.
Yes.
And that it should not be, you know, it should not be curbed.
But we got on this because who do you think Stephen Reed will host next?
Whoever comes here. I don't have a problem with him hosting it.
The Birmingham mayor endorsed Biden, which I found surprising because he was endorsed by Bernie Sanders.
Right.
And he shares a communication guy with Bernie.
Oh, wow.
So Woodfin's communications guy is on the Bernie Sanders communications team. And I've been asking the city for timesheets and information because from when they do tweets and when he does, it's been very challenging to get. But I guarantee you, when I get it, the reason they have hid it from me and not given me the information I've asked for repeatedly is because this guy is doing Bernie work on city time. But I found it interesting, given that Woodfin went out and endorsed Biden.
See, but if I'm Stephen Reed, and I'm just free advice to the new mayor, don't endorse anybody just yet. Kind of let it play out.
I wouldn't. I agree. And maybe he'll go to the airport and welcome Republicans who come here.
Yeah, I would love that.
He's the mayor of the entire city.
Right.
And that would be the thing to do.
What if I show up?
Well,
if you
show up, you better land at Maxwell.
Some people say I'm a very stable
I don't think that the president
would want to come to
Montgomery.
Why not? It's a great city. Come on, Mr. President. Welcome anytime. Welcome on these airwaves, too. 272-9228, 272-9228. But I'm looking at that Super Tuesday, and I think Bloomberg's general strategy is not necessarily to win the nomination, but to win enough delegates across Super Tuesday and going forward that he is a power broker at the convention. And I think that's exactly what he's going for. He might even be going for a VP slot or a cabinet position. Because if you can pull enough delegates to where you're holding enough cards, you could make a deal with somebody.
Tell that to Ted Cruz.
Well, right. But it got whittled down so much. The Republican map didn't work out, I think, the same way this Democratic map is going to work out. And also, the rules are different.
I'm really loving...
Republicans were winner-take-all.
I'm really loving this Bernie Sanders as a front-runner thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time he opens his mouth... Now, Biden is good for, like, oh, well, come on, Grandpa Joe. But Bernie is like, wow, how can you be that stupid? How can you be that out of touch with Americans? How can you be out of touch with the reality of what you will have the power and ability to do as president?
Did you get a Bernie Sanders text?
I did not, but I hear a lot of people did.
I got one yesterday, yeah.
Did you get one, Jack?
No.
Yeah, I got a Bernie Sanders text. Who sent it to me? Luke. Luke with Bernie 2020. See, Luke, this is...
Did you respond?
I did. He said, here's what he said. Bernie believes we have a corrupt political and economic system.
Bernie's right about that.
Right. I agree. It's corrupt.
Yeah, I like the way he got a lake house out of the last presidential run.
He believes that it needs a major change. He's running for president to make our economy, our government, our healthcare system work for all of us. How exactly does the government taking over major industry and all this stuff make it work for us? It sounds like it makes it work for the government. I'm sorry, we are not the government, asshats.
Tell us how you really feel.
But he wants to make it work for all of us, not just the wealthy few. Yeah, because people in government aren't wealthy.
Hey.
They don't make money off of it. Are you in for Bernie? And I responded.
Oh, well, how did you respond? Please tell me.
Oh, I was very nice. I said, I'm a libertarian that hosts a show on conservative talk radio. What do you think? Have a nice day, though.
Oh, but they responded.
They did. They said, thank you, and thank you for letting me know. Enjoy the rest of your day.
They put a note in
your
file.
I did enjoy the rest of my day. I went and worked out. Ate some good food. Why are you rolling your eyes? You know, some of us are young and want to be looking fit, Jack.
No, I have a sty in my eyes. Why I'm rolling my eyes.
That's not the reason.
You don't know anything.
And you claim it's a sty, but we both know what happened.
Okay.
272-9228. We got to hit a break here.
Remember Jack, are you old enough for this to be considered elder abuse?
Damn right.
He deserves it.
You know that old...
I feel like I need to make a call to somebody.
There was a cigarette called Territon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'd rather fight than switch. brands, and the guy had a black eye.
Nice.
That was back in the 60s. You know, I think you were not able to advertise cigarettes after, like, 1967.
Yeah.
On the airwaves. You could in print. And
yet I still know about the Marlboro Man.
Yeah.
Didn't he die of lung cancer?
Something like that.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, but that was from the paint factory.
If only he hadn't been allowed to buy cigarettes until he was 21.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. 272-9228. Again, this hour of the program brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Yes. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, April Marie Fogle in the house this morning. Be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Salmon has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Somebody did just call that number and said, Joey, the Marlboro Man just died recently. He was 90, so we had April Marie Fogle research this really quickly. But, I mean, I remember the Marlboro Man, like the old, like, nursery rhyme, do you know the Marlboro Man, the Marlboro Man, the
well,
Marlboro.
Well, apparently there have been multiple.
Wait, is it Muffin Man?
Yeah. Who lived on Drury Lane.
Thought it was the Marlboro Man who lived on Drury Lane.
Well, he could have.
What the heck kind of nursery songs were your parents singing you, Joey?
Yeah, he stayed at Drury Inn.
That's how I remember it.
He stayed at Drury Inn and Suites is what that was.
Okay, so I don't typically use Snopes because we all know Snopes for political purposes is very, very left-leaning.
Yeah.
But they do have the history of Marlboro men. And let me just tell you. Mm-hmm. So, starting with the first Marlboro man, model David Miller. The original Marlboro man who appeared on television commercials for the cigarette brand in the 1950s, he died of emphysema.
What
at
age?
Age of 81.
It sounds like a long, wonderful life.
let's see. He quit smoking. He had smoked for probably 40 or 45 years before he stopped smoking. Wayne McLaren, who posed for some promotional photographs on behalf of Marlboro in 1976, succumbed to lung cancer at age 51.
Okay, that's a little early.
The last months of his life, he fought for cigarette taxes. Okay. David McLean appeared in Marlboro television and print ads starting in the early 1960s. Mm-hmm. Died of cancer at 73. He also had emphysema. Mm. He had a cancerous tumor in his right lung.
But all these guys, if you're talking about the 60s and 70s, that's before the filters, right?
No, they had filters.
But they've probably improved on filter technology since then, right?
Probably.
His family, that McLean's family, actually sued the cigarette company, contending, among other things, that he was obligated to smoke up to 5 packs per take in order to get the right look while posing for advertisements. And that he received cartons of Marlboro cigarettes as a gift from Philip Morris. Okay. In 2014, Eric Lawson, another television actor who appeared in Marlboro advertisements between 78 and 81, died of COPD. He was the last Marlboro man.
Does that have to do with the lungs?
It does. He was a habitual smoker from an early age. Later in life, publicized the dangers of smoking and contributed to the production of an anti-smoking commercial before he died.
I wonder if that worked.
What an ingrate.
You know, all these people not taking personal responsibility. You make a lot of money being a spokesman. And
you're going to blame
someone. I didn't know it was bad for me.
And then you die of it. You know.
Give me a break.
The caller who said they died of natural causes, yes, COPD is somewhat natural. Emphysema is somewhat natural. So is cancer. It is somewhat ironic that 100% of the Marlboro men all died from lung conditions linked to cigarettes. But you know what? All of that being said, I still do not support raising the buying age to 21.
Yeah.
Go to war, if you can vote, if you can make a porn movie, you can buy a dang cigarette. Do you like how the porn in there? I read that the other day, and I thought that's a good point.
Don't tell Becky.
There's some conservatives wanting to ban that now. Like, let's not even go there. Like, all the stuff that's
not all we got left is crime.
No, I actually read a piece that Becky Gerritsen shared on her Facebook page, on the Book of Faces, and it was a terrible story. I mean, it was, I think, somewhere in Texas. It's a woman wrote a letter to the editor at a local paper there. Said, my daughter came home and was like having trouble. So we did our usual thing where I have my daughter write me a letter to explain why she's upset or what's going on. And she thought, you know, maybe it'd be, you know, the run of the mill. The girls at school are picking on me. They're spreading rumors, or the teacher doesn't like me. Whatever. You'd think little kid problems, like 10-year-old problems. And no, this little girl, her daughter, writes this note that says the boys at school keep pulling up hardcore pornography on Snapchat, and it's pretty aggressive, let's say assault-based fantasies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was ramifications. Like, the mother immediately went to the school, said this is going on. All the boys were reprimanded, these sorts of things. I think they've put more restrictions on phones at that particular school. So, I mean, as a full-grown adult who's been single most of my life, I think banning that sort of stuff is probably unwise and not going to happen anytime soon. Also not wise to put more teeth back at obscenity laws when you also have the left trying to control the internet and all sorts of content out there. Let's not go there. But there do need to be, I think, vigilant parents, schools, local solutions. I think there could be some technological solutions. But it is a new day and age, and we should be careful about it. So
at my daughter's school, now granted it only goes up to 8th grade, or I guess all 3 kids go there, but my daughter's, the other ones are in preschool there, they can't have their phone during the day. They can only have it in the afternoon. But I saw an article that had me in tears the other day, which was about... out. There's a software company called Bark, and this is not a paid advertisement, but Bark uses keywords and key tones and website filtering for you. Put the app on your kids' phones, and you get a notice if they're getting texts that have bullying language or foul language or explicit language, so that you can then... you're not monitoring your kids like word for word text, but you're getting a notice of certain things happening. So this company has been working with law enforcement to get pedophiles off of children's, you know, apps and Snapchats and all that good stuff. And I read this article that had me in tears. It was probably the night before last. And what they did is they went online as like from the age of 11 to 15, just a normal girl, normal pretty girl. It was actually an adult woman without makeup, and she had been dressed to look like a kid. And they trapped these guys, and they would just start these profiles. And literally within 24 hours, these girls would have, you know, 10, 20 guys sending them inappropriate photos.
It's kind of like Catch a Predator stuff.
Yeah. But it is. But this is why you don't give your children access to things like
It's a window to the entire world, the good and the very, very bad.
It is tough. And I don't, you know, I don't think we need more government intervention. We need parents paying attention. We need parents proactively using apps and using ways to monitor their children. But
that extends into schools and other places where kids hang out. But 272-9228. Oh, look who it is on line one.
I know. I see.
Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Hey, Kim.
How are y'all doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Same to you, pal.
You got that right.
Or Palette.
I'm your palette, huh?
Yeah, that's it, baby.
That's right. Hey, so, you know, we've talked about refinancing and cutting your term. You know, when you're rolling along in a low rate environment, that's a great time to do that. But I want to share a success story. I mean, this one, you know, it really reinforces how much you can save. I mean, this one's like mind-blowing. But we closed this one out this morning, okay? This customer gave us a call. They had an FHA mortgage that opened 3 years ago when they bought their house, so they had 27 years remaining. They were able to refinance, eliminate the private mortgage insurance, okay, and reduce their rate by 1% and pull it down to a 15-year term.
Wow.
Now, okay, but you're probably asking, well, how much did their payment go up or same time? Well, it didn't. It went from $1,475, okay, to $1,417. That's a $58 payment reduction. That's because we eliminated the PMI, which, you know, sometimes very costly. The higher your mortgage balance, the higher that PMI payment is, right? And then cutting the rate. So it was such that, I mean, they could keep their payment virtually the same and cut their term in half. All right, so what does that do for... obviously, you're going to have to pay off in 15 years. You're going to pay less interest, and wow, we can keep our payment a little less than what it was. But you know how much this one saves in interest? $222,840.
Good Lord.
$222,840. Paying it off in 15 versus 27 years. So again, if you're making mortgage payments, obviously, and you're looking at that statement, and golly, you got 27, 28 years remaining, or you might even have 20 and want to pull it back to 10. Either way, it costs nothing to find out how much you can save yourself and how much your new payment would be on a much shorter term at a lower rate. Pick up the phone and give us a call today. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies, and you'll see 567-4223,
567-4223,
NMLS
372-3374,
Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim.
She should have been an auctioneer.
Yeah, she can talk fast, can't she?
Boy, she crammed a lot in that spot.
Yeah, but that's amazing. When she can tell folks, hey, I can save you this much money, that's a good day for everybody.
Yeah, hey, is anybody thinking about lunch?
I am.
I'm always hungry. Have you met me?
Look at me.
Tell me where to go, Jack.
I've been working out a lot.
A picture of me weighs 9 pounds. But, hey,
How many cameras took that picture?
Oh, there's no telling. I don't know.
But it's good to eat. It's always good to eat. No shame in your game.
No. If you're thinking about lunch, think about Yellowhammer Restaurant at 7725 Averett Drive, 0.4 of a mile from Vaughn and Taylor. Yep. you go toward the Troy Highway and you'll turn right on Averett Drive at the Billingsley Place sign. You go through a stop sign, the shopping center where Yellowhammer Restaurant is, right down there on the right. They open at 6 a.m. and serve breakfast daily, Monday through Sunday. I mean, the whole week. And then they serve lunch until 2 p.m. Today, for their meat and three menu, they have fried chicken, hamburger steak, and pulled pork. And your choice of veggies and sides are rice and gravy, mashed potatoes and gravy, cream corn, field peas, lima beans, mac and cheese, cabbage and sausage, which I had the day I went out there. It's got little hunks of country sausage in the cabbage, and fried green tomatoes, and for dessert, banana pudding. That's Yellowhammer Restaurant. They also feature three different burgers, club sandwich, Reuben sandwich. They have a wing platter and a boneless wing platter, as well as salads. So give Yellowhammer Restaurant a chance to satisfy your culinary cravings. So go by there today and have lunch. And you will not be disappointed. So that's Yellowhammer Restaurant at 7725 Averett Drive here in Montgomery off of Taylor Road.
Appreciate that. Y'all go check them out. And I can say, you know, my grandfather and I, Ron, and I go out deep pretty
Skaneki?
Much. Yeah, we have lunch every Saturday for the most part. And we went by Yellowhammer not too long ago. It's grandfather approved. It's Joey approved. That place is awesome.
Yeah, he had the burger that has
the Kelly sausage on it and the bacon.
And the bacon.
Oh, it's so good, man. I had the
that sounds like
burger.
A Scooby snack.
Yeah, I got one that had a fried green tomato and the country bacon on there. And, man, it's good. That big old Kaiser roll soaks up all the juices.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got to hit a break here. 272-9228 if you want to get on the show. Y'all remember Catherine Herod? She used to work for Fox News.
Yes, and she was a really great foreign affairs reporter, I believe.
And she was really on top of this FISA story.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
She's now working for CBS News, and they've kind of kept her off TV. She'll occasionally do a spot with CBS Morning or the Nighttime News, but her Twitter account is still very active. And she's been posting, like one's up here in front of you, Jack, where she'll post a photo of her notes and highlights on the actual IG Horowitz report. And I want to go into some of what she's been posting in the last, say, day about what she's finding in this IG report. It is so damning. It's a big report, but it's incredibly damning. John Durham is finding a lot, I suspect, with his criminal investigation. And people like John Brennan.
Oh, he's the guy I want to see go down.
But the big question is, was President Obama in the know?
Well, they'll never get to him.
No, not...
That's a pipe dream.
There's not going to be any legal stuff for the former president, but it'd be interesting at least know
to know what he knew.
Be right back, folks. More news and views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are modestly lower. Mike Murphy at Rosecliff Ventures tells FBN investors are looking beyond the U.S.-Iran situation.
The way it would hurt the U.S. economy is if oil had a huge spike up to $80 or $90 or higher. That would be an impact on the U.S. economy. We're not seeing that. So on to the next story, which is the U.S. economy.
Orders for manufactured goods from factories declined in November. The drop 0.7% includes fewer orders from the Defense Department. So economists were expecting an even larger decline. Another reading on the non-manufacturing sector of the economy is encouraging. The ISM Services Index improved in December and indicates business is picking up. Apache Corporation shares are up 20% after the energy company reported a significant oil discovery. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a brisk day today with gusty northwesterly winds, but still a nice day. Lots of sun. High temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear, cold tonight. The winds die down. Low 32. Sunshine nice tomorrow. Low to mid 60s. We're still dry Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Maybe low 70s on Friday with the risk of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. But all eyes on Saturday. And the concern grows for severe weather. We're now in a level 3 out of 5, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes on Saturday. Just a heads up to stay weather aware on this situation and get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
She started walking her way. She belonged to that man Jose. And I knew, yes, I knew.
Joey is singing along. It's really frightful.
Well, now that you've pointed it out, I've gotten all shy. But as promised, I want to go into this. Catherine Herridge has been going through the IG report, even though it's left the news and people already forgot about it. But let's just be clear, folks. This is a massive scandal. The FBI and we suspect the CIA, the intelligence community and law enforcement, worked with the other presidential campaign, with the current administration at the time, Obama and Clinton, and they spied on an incoming and then a sitting president. That's what happened. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. And now we just have to really fill in the details. The IG report's gone a long way of doing that. For instance, Catherine Herridge put this out over the weekend. She's reading through this report and finds August 2016 Situation Room meeting with President Obama and the National Security Team about whether U.S. persons are working with Russia. Comey, quote, did not recall exactly what he said. He may have said there were four individuals with some association or connection to the Trump campaign. So this, in the IG report, it's documented that Comey, though he, here's how dirty this is. Comey wouldn't get his security clearance back. So Horowitz couldn't ask him in detail about this stuff.
Right.
But Comey says, I might have told Obama and the National Security Team there are four individuals associated with the Trump campaign working with Russia. So the next tweet, as Catherine Herridge works through this.
When they say working with Russia, Right. Define that.
In their world, there was any communication.
It would be like disseminating. I think you would, to actually be working with them, it would be actively getting information, giving it to the Russians, kind of combing through that information, developing that information, and putting it out there. Like, you would have to be actively working.
Like campaign information. Mm-hmm. Not...
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be campaign. It could be truly coordinating certain information dumps. Any, you know, if you're treating a foreign government like an opposition research firm, kind of like the Clinton campaign did. McCabe... Catherine Herridge writes, McCabe, this is from the IG report, McCabe notes, from meeting with Comey in late July 2016, and remember, that's when all this started to get going, at the end of July 2016. McCabe notes from meeting with Comey in late July 2016 that he learned from Comey, quote, another U.S. government agency had briefed President Obama on intel suggesting Russia is working in favor of Trump. Which agency? Timing, before the FBI case was officially opened, McCabe and Comey are talking to one another, and we suspect this other agency that briefed the president was the CIA and John Brennan. Next one is real, real juicy. More on the compressed timeline. This is from the Horowitz Report provided by Catherine Herridge. She's doing great work. Check out her Twitter feed, folks. FBI Russia probe does open July 31st, 2016. However, at the time it's opened, there are, quote, no specific subjects or targets. What the hell? Why would you open it if you have no... 10 days into it, though...
We just think there might be something there.
10 days after initial analysis, they have cases open on George Papadopoulos, Papadi, or Papa Giorgio if you're a Vegas vacation fan. But they have cases open on George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, Paul Manafort, and Michael Flynn. So the timeline is 16 days equals four individual cases open. And yet before this case is open, and they have no specific people they're looking into when they open the case, it takes them 10 to 16 days to actually figure it out. But before they open this investigation, they're being briefed about four different people that might be associated with Russia working for the Trump campaign. And they're telling the president about it. That, how convenient that is. John Durham, are you listening? I think he is. And then this was put out 4 hours ago, again, by Catherine Herridge. More gaps in the IG report. FBI is in document-driven organization, but Horowitz found, quote, absence of meeting minutes that would show specific details shared with Comey and McCabe about inaccuracies and omissions in the FISA applications. So it sounds like somebody's covering up their tracks by not actually documenting what they were doing. This is going to be so big. And don't forget about it with Iran and impeachment and the presidential campaign.
It will be big if it gets out.
And local politics. I am just hoping. I'm hoping John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, doesn't even put out a report. I think he should just indict people. And then people will have to wake up, including CNN. It would be something if, like, half your contributors ended up being indicted.
That'd be great. It
would be wonderful. It would also be wonderful if Durham figured out who was leaking to the Washington Post and to the New York Times that got them Pulitzer Prizes. Because those leaks on some of that information are felony leaks. So one thing, I'm not for putting reporters in jail for not giving up their sources, but if you can figure out on the other end who the source was without doing anything to the reporters, I'm all for it. Especially given that this was a massively orchestrated campaign. That, I mean, the press was getting information about all sorts of stuff and coming investigations before the general public, really, and actual officials coming into the government in 16 and 17 knew about these investigations. So this is quite something. I'm bringing this all up, folks, because just don't forget. Don't forget this is ongoing. And these people, a lot of them, whether it's Comey, McCabe, but especially John Brennan, need to face criminal consequences. I'm not going to say jail just yet because we need a fair trial. You got to presume people innocent. Yeah, we got to hit a break here.
Okay, when we come back, they found that girl dead that was at the 10 Roos.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Was there any doubt?
No. When I read the story, I figured out what had happened.
It is. heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I saw somebody had created an image for Facebook of now four young ladies that have been tragically killed recently, including the young woman who was a victim of domestic violence. We have to do better.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to hear that. You know, we don't know. She left with, we'll talk about it when we come back. Yeah. We got to take a break. I'm sorry.
More news and views, last hour news and views coming up after this.
We started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting. And I just couldn't resist the just a little kiss, so exciting. And I heard the guitar player say, Vamos, Jose's on his way. And I knew, yes, I knew I should run.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. And welcome to 2020 and welcome down here to the river and join us for some good eating, some good times, some good music. Let me get right to the music. We're going to send off Skylar Softly in the 99th degree down here Sunday afternoon. We're going to send them up to Memphis. They're on their way to the International Blues Challenge. All right, they're winners of the local challenge up in Birmingham. We're going to send them off with some good times. So come down here and join us Sunday at 5 o'clock and check out all the good times. Meet Skylar here. Some killer blues and bring in 2020 eating some good seafood. We also cook up a killer ribeye. My man in the kitchen gets tired of me talking about it. He said too many people eating all them ribeyes, but he's good on the grill, good on that ribeye. And come on down here, we also got that fresh amberjack, getting some snapper and grouper, some yellowfin tuna in, swordfish. We'll get a little something you like and shucking those fresh oysters, man. You got a professional oyster shucker right here, shucking them good and clean for you. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com.